read to begin with from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verses 48 and 49. Then we want to go to the New Testament and the Gospel of Luke. Amen. I am a firm believer in a variety. I think that too often we in the ministry get hung and stale on one particular train of thought, and we become imbalanced in our teaching, and our people become unbalanced in their living. Amen. So tonight, if you will, I feel the Lord would have us directed this way. In Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 48 and 49, And as I live, saith the Lord God. Amen. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, an abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
Three things in particular, or four things really: pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness. Amen. And hands that had no concern for the poor. Amen. Now, in Luke chapter 17, amen. Luke chapter 17, let's read beginning with, these are verses that probably most every one of you here tonight could quote by heart. You've heard them all of your life. You that have been in church for most of your life, you probably learned them in Sunday school. And it's not the things that we don't understand that bother us. It's the thing we do understand that really bothers. And so let's read these verses from Luke 17, 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. I want us to pay particular attention tonight to a phrase. If you'll allow me the liberty, don't ordinarily do this, but if you'd allow me to do this, for the sake of portraying the thought we'd like to tonight, take two or three words here and eliminate them. Verse 26, as it was, and then jumping four words, so it will be. Amen. As it was, so it will be. Amen. Sometime I always get in trouble. I do find some things unorthodox. Oh, yes. Amen. But I don't want to get into a controversy over where to apply this particular verse of Scripture about Noah's day and Lot's day. But I want to simply for us to make a comparison between that day and our day. Amen. And if we'll look together tonight at the conditions that did exist in Noah's day and in Lot's day, and compare that with the conditions that exist now in our day, I think that we'll probably be greatly astounded at the similarities between the two times. Amen. Now, Jesus, amen, gave us two periods of history which are signs of the last day. To portray these two periods of history. Think that he knew exactly where he was going, what he was talking about. And I think that he knew well that the conditions that you and I live in today would be as it was in the days that were prior to the flood and prior to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And he gives us here some warning and some instruction. He doesn't leave us totally in the dark. I'd be a fool tonight. I'd be a fool. Amen. Say it again. I'd be a fool to say that the Lord's coming before the night's over. But we are indeed living in the season of his return. I think it was about 3 years ago, thereabouts, maybe 4 years, time flies by so fast, that in our part of the country, where some feller came on the radio, daily radio broadcast in our country, and he was predicting the exact day and month of which the Lord was coming. And ironically, he had predicted in his calculations that it would be April the 1st. Amen. I told my church in the middle of March, I said, it ain't so. It ain't so. Amen. That's Fool's Day. But I do believe that the Lord gave us enough insight that we could determine that there are certain conditions that exist in our time. Amen. And when we see these conditions around us, that we ought to perk up our ears and lift up our eyes and square our shoulders. Amen. And look around us and be sure that all is well between us and the Lord. Amen. Not in the sense of fear of judgment, but in the sense of desiring to please him that has called us to be a good soldier. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the Lord, amen, responded to the disciples one time. Amen. And I know a lot of Bible scholars refer this to the second advent, and that's all right with me too. I think it does too. Amen. But we want you to understand that we are indeed living in the last days. The disciples asked the Lord one day, he said, what is the sign of thy coming? Amen. And of the end of the world. And he gave them a long list of things. Amen. A sign that to look for. Right. Now I'm going to take my time getting started tonight because I might take a little more time getting stopped. Amen. And he gave a long list of things. Political problems. Economic problems. Amen. He gave us a list of the moral decay in the last days, the industrial situations that would exist, the religious problems and signs that would be for the last day. Amen. And all of this he told us to look for, and he was announcing that these conditions would indeed be a definite post on the corner that we could look for the soon return of the Lord. Amen. And through those insights that he gave to us, it seems to me that all we need to do is read the pages of history of the conditions that existed before, amen, Noah's flood or the flood of Noah's day, and look at the conditions that existed before the raining of fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, and then read our newspapers, listen to the newscast,
and look around you where you live and make a strict comparison in the strictest sense, and we could very easily determine that we are nearer the end than what we ever dreamed of. Hallelujah. Just two periods of history, amen, which Jesus gave to us, the flood of Noah and the destruction of Sodom and the cities of the plain. Amen. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. Help me tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus summed it up, if I could tonight, under five headings. It was an age of appetite.
Right. Amen. Amen.
I don't know how far to go with that. The Bible said they were eating and they were drinking. It was an age of overindulgence. It was an age of which there was no temperance. Amen.
Right.
I remember some months ago reading about the conditions that existed during the Roman Empire and right before its fall and the conditions that existed there. Amen. And I was come across some interesting things. And I read that during their festivities of days and days, sometimes of feasting, and they would spread huge banquet tables of all sorts of varieties of food, and they would eat and gorge themselves and eat until they could eat no more. And then they would go and use some fancy language here, but I won't. I want to bring it right down to where we are. They would go and vomit it up. Amen. To where they could come back and feast some more and gorge themselves and satisfy that lustful, overindulged appetite that was not curbed. Amen. Nor brought in subjection. And those conditions existed. Amen. So the Bible said they were eating and they were drinking. Amen. If I wanted to go into business today to make money, amen, I'd put me in a fast food chain. Amen.
Right.
I mean, this is an age of eating. Don't fall out with me now, please. This is an age of overindulgence.
Yes.
Amen. And there was an article that came out in our part of the country here this past year that the end thing these days is to be slim and trim, you know. That's everybody's conscience. Diet, 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 diet. To have the proper physical appearance. But the latest fad is indulge. Eat all you want. And then go vomit it up and go indulge again. And eat all you want. And you can stay slim and trim with that type of appetite. Amen. I tell you, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. The Bible tells us it was an age of sex. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said they married and they were given in marriage. Overindulgence. It was a day of commercialism.
Right.
big business. They bought and they sold.
Amen.
General trading. Amen. An explosion in the economy. It was an age of agriculture. They planted. Amen. No doubt they probably had agricultural surpluses and overabundance of it. Again, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. It was an age of construction. For Jesus said, and they built it. Amen. There's more building going on now than it's been in several decades. Amen. We're in a building boom. I don't know how it is in this part of the country, but on the East Coast where we are from, amen, they got buildings going everywhere. High rises out of sight. I mean, there's daily. Amen. Now, don't fall out with me here. Please don't fall out with me. Amen. Don't get off of my boat right yet. You're liable to drown. Amen. In our part of the country, it may not be that way here, but in our part of the country, if a man wants to work, he can find a job. And them that's not working don't want to work. Amen. There is a building boom in our part of the country at this particular time. Amen. The Bible said, and they builded as it was in the days of Noah. Amen. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be again. Amen. Look around us. We're seeing it happen every day. Let's go back, if you will, to the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, chapter 4. Amen. And let's make a comparison. And chapter 4, by the way, is the conditions that existed right before the flood of Noah. Amen. Chapter 5 is just a historical insight of the longevity, amen, of men. But chapter 4 is the real conditions that existed before the destruction of chapter 6 in the flood. Amen. Now, let's go to chapter 4 of Genesis, and let's see here what we find in verse 17. Amen. It was an age of building cities. Chapter 4, verse 17, it was an age of building cities. Amen. For Cain didn't just build a house, didn't just build an office building. He built a whole city. And he called the city by the name of his first son, Enoch. Amen. And in verse 19, amen, we read that it was an age of sex abuse. And Lamech took unto him two wives at one time. The first place in all of the scripture and all of secular history as well where polygamy was ever mentioned. First place in the whole history of mankind where polygamy was mentioned. First right there in the fourth chapter, amen, of the book of Genesis, chapter verse 19. In verse 20, amen. We have it that it was an age of agriculture and of animal husbandry. For we read that Jabal is the first cattle rancher in all of history. Amen. Raised cattle. Jabal. Yes, he was in the fourth chapter of Genesis. Now, I don't know about this country again, but in our part of the country years ago when I was a boy, amen, they had the dairy farms. The whole country. Everybody had dairy farms. Amen. Dairy farms. Our neighbors had dairy farms. Didn't matter. Every place that you stopped between our place and town, it was a dairy farm. Some big ones, some little ones. But everybody run on dairy farm. Nowadays, amen, dairy farm is almost obsolete in our country. Can't hardly find one. Amen. People have sold their dairy equipment, gone out of business, and everybody's gone to raising beef cattle. Some parts of the area is going to raising horses. Horses become a big thing. Amen. But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. All right. Amen. Down in verse 21. Amen. Now I might stop here just a minute or two. In verse 21, it was an age of culture and an age of entertainment.
Right.
Jubal. Amen. Jubal, the first musicians. Amen. Ever mentioned in history. Ever mentioned in the Bible. Amen. He invented the organ. Amen. He invented stringed instruments. He was inventor of musical instruments. So it tells me that from that was produced a time and an age of culture. Amen. And in that process, amen, came forth entertainment of the musical era. Could I tell you that we have never lived in such a time of entertainment-minded generation as what we have on our hands now. Amen. It's got so bad. Help me, Lord. Amen. Don't run off now. It's got so bad that everybody wants to be entertained. And if you can't outdo the last group that was here, amen, you're out of luck. You've got to top whatever the last bunch did. If the last bunch pull rabbits out of hats, amen, you got to pull donkeys, amen, out of a kerchief, amen. I mean, you've got to outdo whatever else the other crowd did, amen. And you've got to do something bigger to keep the captive audience, amen, entertained. But sad to say, the same spirit has infiltrated into the church world. Amen. And people are more interested in being entertained than we are interested in being spiritual and having our soul fed with the good word of God and the blessing from the glory world. It's got so bad that people want to be entertained in the gospel era and arena that they don't care how you live, don't care what you do, don't care how you look, just entertain me. Hallelujah. An age of entertainment. An age. Amen. If you want to get people excited these days, I mean, amen. Pentecostal people get excited. If you want to get Pentecostal people get excited, amen, you get an entertaining group to come. Don't matter what they look like or what they live, if they live anything or not, it doesn't matter. If they have talent, if they have ability, their character doesn't matter anymore. As long as they have talent and ability to keep you spellbound, amen, tell off colored jokes in a church house, amen, it's all right, just entertain us. Amen. It's the spirit of the age. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Right.
Amen. Amen. In verse 22, it was an industrial age. Age of metal. Tubal-Cain was an instructor, an artifice of brass and iron. Amen.
We are faster than you can keep up with it.
All right.
Do you know that in another year or two, the computer, as so far advanced as it is, amen, that it boggles the mind of people who are not acquainted with it, amen, in another year, the computer will be obsolete. They have found a faster means of communication. Amen. It has to do with the optical light sensors. Amen. And it can carry communications and information so much faster and quicker than the computer can. Amen. We are in a productive age. We are in an advanced society. Amen. A society that's doing things. A society that is industrious and industrializing more and becoming more automated all of the time. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. It was an age, and it was an age of violence, boasting, and pride. Amen. For we see in the case of Lamech, not only did he commit murder, amen, but he boasted about it openly. Amen. He had no shame. He had no reproach. He had no conscience of what he did. Amen. Brother, there is not many, amen, men in our society that has conscience about, amen, moral issues. Amen. They have no conscience about what they talk about. I remember, amen, when it was a very irregular thing, and I'm not that old. I don't care if my hair's turning gray and my teeth's falling out. Amen. Amen. I remember when it was an unusual thing to hear a man cuss.
All right.
Amen. Didn't matter whether he's in church or not. They just didn't do it. They were good moral people. They had principles. They had scruples. Amen. They had the values that they prized and lived by. Amen. I remember when people would not even come on the church grounds smoking a cigarette. They respected, amen, the property that belonged and was dedicated to God.
Right.
Amen. That's not been so many years ago.
Right.
Amen. But these days, not only do men curse and use foul language, amen, these days women can outcuss a sailor. They have no principles. They have no morals. Amen. And they'll tell you the dirtiest and filthiest jokes. Amen. And they'll take a good chaste conversation of which you're trying to converse with them and twist it and warp it and take it completely out of context. Amen. To mean something vulgar and indecent. Amen. It is the day in which we are living.
Amen.
As it was in the days of Noah.
All right.
So shall it be in the days of the coming of Son of Man.
Amen.
Turn from the days of Noah to the days of Lot. Records brief. They're packed with details. Remember again, as he said, as it was in the days of Lot. It goes on down to say there in that same chapter, so shall it be, so shall it be. Amen. The first mention of the conditions in Sodom and Gomorrah we find in the 13th chapter of Genesis. Amen. 13th chapter of Genesis. And the Bible said that Lot chose to dwell in the beautiful plain of Sodom. And then in verse 13, we read God's own comment on the condition that existed then. And he said, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. That means worse than ordinary. Amen. If you read the first chapter, the sixth chapter, first part of the sixth chapter, I believe it's the sixth verse. Amen. The Bible said, in the imagination of men were on evil continually.
Right.
They thought about it. They slept it. Amen. They ate it. That's the only thing. It became an obsession to them. Amen. And God said in the 13th chapter, in the 13th verse, amen, that the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. It was an exceedingly sinful and wicked city. Sodom is the picture, according to what Jesus said, amen, of the world just before his return. Amen. We are near the end.
Yeah.
Amen. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. Help me now. Oh, God, I need your help. Amen. Ian Blakelock, I believe it was, said in his book, amen, our greatest protection against sin is the ability to be shocked at it.
Right. Right. Amen.
And when we lose the ability to be shocked at sin, amen, then we learn to tolerate it.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How's that Bill, one of Bill Gothard's seminar some time ago, a few years ago now. Amen. And he read a poem that was so good, or he read it or quoted it, whichever it might have been, but it's so right. Amen. And it goes like this. Sin is a monster of such awful mien that to be hated needs only to be seen. But seen too oft with familiar face, first we endure, then pity, then embrace. I fear that that's where we are. We have become so calloused to the degraded condition of our generation that it no longer stirs us to our knees.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us.
Amen.
You don't have to read up on the liquor industry to know that it's terrible. It's filth. It belongs to the gutter. Amen. There is no place for social drinking among the church-going people of God. Amen. Please don't leave me now.
Amen.
We are in a pitiful state of conditions in our society where so many things are acceptable in the church world. Amen. Are you listening to me now? Amen, that 30 years ago would have shocked our forefathers to our boots. Amen, and their socks would have fell off of their feet. And they'd have walked in sackcloth and ashes and wept and cried at the altars. And we have come to our generation and we have locked arm in arm with the worldly crowd. And we see so little wrong with much of anything these days. And there is no standard barriers that are willing to cry aloud and spare not. Amen. God, give us the ability once more to be shocked at the sin and the degradation of our generation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That ain't popular, but it's right. Sister Brown said it's tight, but it's right. Amen. There's a term in the medical world, amen, in the medical profession, that when young people go into training for the medicine or to become nurses or doctors or specialists in certain medical fields, there's a term, amen, that I think that we need to look into, and it's called desensitization. Amen. That's a big word, doesn't it? That's a little old country boy like me. That's hard to get hold of. Amen. Desensitization, which means simply a callousing of the senses.
Right.
Amen. A girl that just come out of high school that was so timid and so impressionable. Amen. That just the sight of anybody's finger cut and the sight of blood, amen, just sent her into a frenzy. And she'd just about turn white and pass out on you. Amen. Couldn't stand the sight of blood. It did something to her nervous system. There was a nervous reaction there. Her whole body was affected by what she saw. Her whole nervous system in every fiber and part of her body, every limb was affected, amen, by what she saw. Amen. But when she got out of high school and went into med school, and they, day after day, would put her through a process of training, she read books about it. Amen. She read books about wounds. She read books. Are y'all listening to me? She got schooling. Amen. And it wasn't too long until the sight of blood never bothered her anymore. In a few more weeks, in a few more months, she could stand in an operating room side by side of a surgeon while the process of incision was made on an individual's stomach, and their whole inner parts, amen, be exposed, and the blood would run free, and it never affected her anymore. She became desensitized. And I think perhaps that may be the condition, amen, of our church world in these days, that we have seen so much, amen, that we are no longer shocked at what we see, that it is gross sin, and it's leading our young people to hell. Amen. God give us the ability to be shocked at sin.
Amen. That's right.
Now, I was raised on the farm. Now I'm a country boy. We get up 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 sometimes, go out and milk the cows. Amen. And go in the house, eat breakfast, come back, clean up in the dairy in the barn, worship. Some of y'all can relate to that.
All right.
Amen. And when we got through with that, we'd head for the field. We'd work in the hay field or, amen, the silage all day. Amen. They'd bring dinner to us. We didn't take time to come to the house to eat. They'd bring it out there to us. Amen. We didn't have an hour's break. We didn't have a coffee break in the morning. Amen. If we decided we wanted a break, we'd usually get broke. Amen. But as a boy on the farm, I remember as a boy, a farm boy. Now, maybe they had more of this prevailing in the city. Amen. But we as farm people, we as country folks. Amen. We didn't get to go to town but maybe once a month. Amen. But we as country folks. I remember as a boy, the first time that I ever seen a woman with a cigarette. I remember that. Amen. It shocked me as a child. I mean, it did something to me. I never forgot it. And that same woman, amen, a few days later, had a cigar. I mean, I thought the cigarette shocked me. Amen. But when I saw her with a cigar, I mean, it blowed me plumb out of orbit. I couldn't imagine anybody in that day, amen. Y'all listen.
Yeah.
Amen. And that was just back in the 40s. Amen. In that time, I mean, anybody that was caught smoking in public, especially a lady, I mean, she was considered a very, very low class person.
Amen. Right. Yes. Amen.
Amen. They were marked as a very lewd person.
Amen.
Very immoral person.
Right.
Amen. Stay away from them. Hello.
Yes.
Amen. Papa Waddell, that run the farm where we worked on. Amen. This woman, I started to say lady, she wasn't a lady. Amen. But this woman that came to the farmhouse that day, amen, when Papa Waddell saw she had a cigarette, he run us kids plumb to the kitchen and said, "Don't even stay here."
Amen.
Somebody said, "Brother Savage, y'all must have really been back in the woods." Oh, but these days in which we live now, it is an acceptable part of our society. It has become a woman's right to do her own thing any place she wants to, any time she wants to. Men has no, amen, no consciousness about cursing. They'll come in the house of God, amen, with a beer bottle in their pocket, amen, and sip it on the pew if you're not careful. And they will defy you to say anything about it. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And when we lose our ability to be shocked at sin that we see around us that is so prevalent, amen, we are losing something valuable.
I
want to tell you this, and I've asked the Lord to help me. In the town that is only 20 miles, and I'll not call the name of the denomination of the church, and I've asked the Lord to help me to refrain from some of that.
If you come privately, ask me, I'll tell you. Amen. In Warrenton, Virginia, a Pentecostal church, amen, feels there's nothing wrong with social drinking.
Right.
You can still be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, or, amen, and speak in tongues and sip your booze in a social manner.
All right.
In the same organization in the state of California, 2 years ago, amen, the pastor of that particular church took the young people of his church to a nude beach party. Amen. A Pentecostal church that at one time, amen, brethren would have turned over in their graves if they ever dreamed that such a thing would have transpired, amen, from the labors of their hands and the sweat and the toil of their brows. Amen. Help me now, Lord. I want to tell you, we're living in critical times. We're living in, just as Paul the Apostle said it was, perilous times. Dangerous times. Amen. And Paul in the chapter 3, amen, of 2 Timothy went through a long list of things. Amen. And when he got to the end of it, down about verse 5, and he said, and they having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. We are there. Days of Lot are also the days of warfare. For in chapter 14, we read of the first war, the first organized combat, amen, in all of history. When the kings of the north swooped down and took Sodom and Gomorrah and the kings of the cities of the plain captive, along with Lot. And Brother Abraham organized his servants together and pursued those men. First place in all of history where organized war is mentioned, right before, amen, the sixth chapter.
Glory.